Sorry about that. I was just I was filling a bucket. Now, I'll tell you. I have had a day of it. I have had a day of it. All right, and no mistake. I'm quite sleepy. I'll tell you why I'm sleepy. I was woken up in the middle of the night last night, about maybe 90 minutes after I'd been to bed, after I'd gone to sleep, by toothache, a quite bad toothache in my, well, this won't come as a shock, teeth. I've had a bit of an issue, a few times early lockdown with the old chompers, and thought to myself, well, I'm not going to go to a dentist, am I? And I don't think you could then, anyway. And I fixed it with, I guess, sheer force of personality. Either that or a sort of combination of cleaning my teeth and using a sort of quite high-powered mouthwash, and that seemed to sort it out. And then, what's happened? Oh, sorry, that's heavy. Basically, it's got worse, and it's come back, and it's gone away, and it's come back, and it's gone away. And then last night, I took the van for a drive just to keep it limber, and I hadn't eaten. And then I stopped off at a garage and bought a bag of crisps. And I was the only person in the garage wearing a mask. Huh? What do you think of that? Also, I was the only person with my... I mean, I have to say it now. Cock out. I'm sorry. I mean, if there's one thing you don't want, it's to lose confidence midway through that sentence. Anyway, I think I slightly clanged my teeth whilst I was chomping my crisps. I mean that's a pretty intimidating technical term if you're a dentist. What happened was I banged my teeth together, and then they hurt a bit, and then I had some aspirin, went to bed, thought nothing more of it until about 4 o'clock in the morning. I was woken up. Couldn't get back to sleep because of the pain. So I went to the dentist this morning. I went to see an emergency dentist. Now, my dentist... this is a bit of a weird thing, but almost exactly 10 years ago, I needed an emergency root canal, having been told by a doctor... Erroneously, it transpired, mercifully, that I'd got trigeminal neuralgia. And I hadn't got trigeminal neuralgia, I just got a naughty tooth. But when we all looked at my teeth to see if they were being naughty, they all pretended they weren't being naughty. Anyway, turned out that's what it was, and I needed a root canal. That became clear when my face swelled up. It was a dead set giveaway. And... So I needed an emergency root canal, and I just Googled it, and there was this place in Kingston in London, and I drove there in the middle of the night, and I met a man who apparently was a dentist, and it was around that point in the process that I lost all confidence in the idea of Googling a dentist and then just waddling over to Kingston. But that's what I did, and he was wonderful. He saw that I was nervous, and he said, "Oh, there's no need for you to be nervous. I'm the one holding the drill." And I thought, "Oh, if he's confident enough to make jokes to a stranger who's in a state in the middle of the night, then he can open me up anytime he wants." And yes, I am aware of the euphemistic capability of that sentence, and I stand by it. Anyway, so that's where I went. I went back to see that guy, but he wasn't there. This morning, he's not there, it turns out, until Thursday. And the guy that I did see, I didn't love his vibe. He said a couple of things I could do without. He called me sir a couple of times. F off, mate, calling me sir. He asked me a question, I answered it. He later told me off for not answering it. Yeah, no, just that sort of vibe. And then at the end, he said it's been an absolute pleasure. I was like, I bet it has. I bet it has, the amount you charge. Anyway, look, my point is that, oh, what's going on there? Oh, I don't know why that's feeding back. Oh, I can hear it feeding back. Oh, I know what it was. I know what it was. Hang on, I have to do this, I think. Oh, shush. There we go. I was trying to, I've been trying to use my Bluetooth headphones as headphones. Anyway, so I'm going back on Thursday night to see my special naughty night dentist, and he's going to give me another root canal, because every 10 years it turns out that's what we're going to do. But I'm basically, you know, I'm on a reasonable number of tablets currently, but my point is that I'm sleepy, and that has probably been made clear by the fact that that's taken me nearly 8 minutes, that. Right. Anyway, you're very welcome to the show. Let's have a bit of music. Oh. Is that? Yeah, must be. But it's not gone red anymore. Oh. Some motherfuckers think they're born to dance. Some motherfuckers think they're born to dance. Well, maybe you is boy and maybe you just dance. Yeah. 57 shot, she was down to die. Barely met a boo, he was down to cry. But we're all good people here and I'm gonna tell no one you came. They're born to dance, not you. Shake it like you don't know what you're waiting for. Shake like bacon, ice cold, it's floored. And again, inside, 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 outside, outside. Thank you.
opposition comes arising up sometimes. That it's dreadful and position comes a blacking in my mind. That I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness. Did you know how much I love you? There's a hope that somehow you could save me from this darkness. Someday, buddy, we've got peace in our lives, together or apart, alone or with our wives, that we can stop our pouring and pull the smiles inside and light up forever and never go to sleep. My best unbeaten brother, this isn't all I see.
God, so sorry. So what had happened? Actually, I'm just gonna close that window. Just for the sake of my neighbours. What had happened was I was trying to use these fancy Bluetooth earbuds as headphones for when I was doing the show. But I took them out so that I didn't have to listen to my own voice in my own head any more than is customary. And then they disconnected, and that's when the feedback started the first time. Anyway, then I accidentally paused the song that was playing by touching them. Anyway, all I'm trying to do is improve my rig, my setup, my gear, and yet every time I do so, there's a minor league catastrophe. Anyway, this time a year ago, I was I was in Edinburgh certainly, but I was on my way to a pottery studio at this time of night. That's what I'm saying, guys. That's what I'm saying. Actually, a bit later even. I'd done a show at the Stand, and I was on my way to this quite spooky old building that was full of art studios, I couldn't believe I was allowed, basically. I'd got keys for it. I'd not really done much pottery at all. I'd done a course with my mum in Hebden Bridge every Wednesday for 12 weeks, but I was certainly by no means an expert. The idea of the course was that me and my mum would. I became aware that I was doing. That me and my dad watched football, and that me and my mum didn't really have anything like that. I mean, sure, we had a sort of number of shared interests, but we didn't have any time when it was just me and mum, without the old fella sticking his dick in our business. wow. Well, there we go. And so. I had that idea of doing a pottery course, and we did it, and we enjoyed it. I loved it. I became a bit obsessed. My mum had quite a nice time and is happy to leave it there. But our teacher, now I've not spoken about this for a while, but I did have some stand up on it, but I can't remember it. But basically, she was not she wasn't a great teacher. My mum called it very early. my mum was like, listen, I think she's a great potter. I just don't think she's a great teacher. And I was like, cut her some slack, mum. You're just saying that because you were a teacher, yeah? Now listen, you can't constantly judge other people by your standards. If I did that, I'd never enjoy any comedy or radio. And anyway, but then about 2 weeks later, I was like, no, you're right, mum. She's an absolutely terrible teacher. She's an arsehole, and you called it early. Her catchphrase was pretty much that it's very hard to do and she can't teach it, which is a bold double bluff for a teacher. We've been negged by a potter. Anyway, so we did that. Oh, I'll just quickly tell you this actually, and then.
Right, okay. Well, it did the thing that it likes to do again. It just likes to stop working. Fortunately, I was looking directly at it at the point at which it did that. So I think it was when I was talking you through the fascinating stages of making a pot. Anyway, unlucky. I spotted it, so I haven't said anything else, so you haven't got away with missing any of it. Anyway, basically, there's a point after you throw the pot where you take the pot off the wheel, you turn it upside down, you wait for it to dry a bit, and then you turn the pot with a tool, a turning tool. And what turning means is that you set the pot off spinning on the wheel, and then you trim off bits of the clay to give it a neater bottom, tee-hee-hee, or a fatter dick. I'm so sorry. But that's basically it. And it's a lovely bit of the process. It's quite addictive. It's a bit like trimming a beard, in that you're like, oh, this is fun. Oh, I'll take a bit more off. Oh, I'll take a bit more off. Oh, I'll take a bit more off. Oh, I've ruined it. So, our teacher was trying to explain to us that what you want when you're turning a pot is for the pot to be turning, spinning on the wheel, before you introduce the tool to the pot, right? That's what you want. What you don't want is to put the tool on the pot and then start the wheel spinning. That way lies catastrophe. Anyway, the way she articulated that was, she said, it's a bit like getting on a horse. What you want is for the horse to be moving nice and quick, and then you jump on it and you're off. And there was a brief moment where it was like she'd sort of heard herself for the first time. And there was a flicker in her eyes of like, oh, I'm terrible at explaining things. Anyway, arguably not worth waiting for, but I put a bit of music on to try and rescue the vibe. I am getting a bit, I'll be entirely honest with you, I'm getting a bit cheesed off with the fact that it drops out like that for no readily apparent reason. Cheesed off. Anyway, let's pop. Let's have a bit of this.
You're dead and in your grave, no more women will you crave. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal. I trust you in my home, you rascal, you. I trust you in my home, you dirty dog. Oh, I trust you in my home, you wouldn't leave my wife alone. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Wash your clothes, you rascal, you. You ask my wife to wash your damn dirty clothes, you rascal, you. Oh, you ask my wife to wash your clothes and something else, I suppose. Oh, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Yeah, you ask my wife for a meal, you rascal, you. Hey, I invite you to my house for a meal, you dirty dog. Try to steal, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. And it ain't no use to run, you rascal, you. No, it ain't no use to run, you rascal, you. Oh, it ain't no use to run. I done bought me a Gatling gun, and you think you're gonna be having some fun? I don't think so, baby. You rascal, you. when you're dead, you rascal, you.
Lonely, all this lonely. Close up. understand. Oh.
Right, okay. I think that's worked in terms of a sweet, sweet mix. I don't mean the song choices. So that was Fire by Black Pumas. Before that was Dress hyphen Demo by PJ Harvey. And before that was You Rascal You, brackets, I'll Be Glad When You're Dead, close brackets, by Loudon Wainwright III. That's probably about someone. quite often what I do when I'm sort of scouting out some sweet jams is I'll just listen to the start of the song and go, oh yeah, there's enough in the start of that for me to listen to that. And then I listen to it with you for the first time. And sometimes it pays off, and sometimes, and sometimes not so much. Anyway, look, I did manage to get a nap this afternoon. So I'm whacked out of my gourd on multiple drugs, and I'm tired, but I'm also not as tired as I could have been if I didn't get a nap. It was very odd. I fell asleep and it was so hot, and I just woke up confused and sort of I'm in the coldest room of the house. I was reading about how to stay cool. And this room is, it used to be the dining room. And yeah, well, you have to deal with it sometimes. Sometimes, guys, your heroes are going to be wealthy. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, this used to be the dining room, and and now it's just full of gold. It's the coldest room in the house. And I read about various things that you can do to keep cool. One is intermittently submerge your hands in cold water. And I have to say, hang on, I'll do it now. I mean, it's not great radio, is it? I'm trying to sort of slap them into the water so you hear them. Hang on. Oh, there you go. I bet that sounded good. Anyway, now I definitely backed myself into a corner here because I do need to touch my computer. Right. It's going to be my t-shirt. Okay. Oh, shit. Right. Well, that's, I mean, you know, that is
in a very real sense, what it is. I've not spent much time in this room for the past few months. I spent a lot of time in here at the start of lockdown. I bought my my wheel, and then I spent a lot of time in here, and then it gradually sort of made me miserable, and so I stopped. So healthy, but it is nice. It's nice and cool, and part of the process is it's unavoidably going to involve sticking your hands in water. So basically, I thought, you know, if I'm tired, which I am, and I'm too hot, which I am, then I'll keep myself awake with a bucket of water and and some hobbies. Move that back over there now. That is massive. I say the word bucket, but it definitely understates what we're dealing with here. There you go. I'm going to try and find something absolutely banging to put on. I've got some clay on my keyboard there. Not a euphemism, guys. Can you please try and exhibit a modicum of maturity? Just a little bit of maturity. This is a song with a rude word in it, but I think it is good. So,
don't care what you're having for your tea, and I don't wanna come to your party, and I don't give a fuck what you reckon. 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 Don't care about your occupation. Don't care where you took your vacation. Don't care if you split from your lover. I don't care if you're out with your mother. And I don't give a fuck what you reckon. I don't give a fuck what you reckon. Said I don't. Stories. Don't care what you think of your neighbor or for your subconscious allegories. And I don't give a fuck what you reckon. I don't give a fuck what you reckon. You could ask me again in a second. I still won't give a fuck what you reckon. Don't care about the thing that you just read. If I did, I'd have read it for myself. Don't care about the program you just watched or how long you've been at the bus stop. And I don't give a fuck what you reckon. I don't give a fuck what you reckon. What you reckon? I don't give a fuck. Don't care if you're having a cocktail. Don't care if you're having a real ale. Don't care if you're switching to brown bread. And I don't give a fuck what your kid just said. And I don't give a fuck what you reckon. I don't give a fuck what you reckon. I said I don't give a fuck what you reckon. No, I don't give a fuck what you reckon. I said I don't.
touch of a mutual one, a haven, the summer course of our song, the fading. Love is no big truth, driven by genes, we are simple, selfish beings.
Right, well, so that was Love Is No Big Truth by Kings of Convenience. Oh, my gob's hurting a bit. that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. I found that talking makes it hurt a little bit, which is obviously fiddly for these shows. Before that was I Dreamt We Spoke Again by Death Cab for Cutie, and before that was a rude song with a naughty word in it a lot. So I do apologise for that, but I think you can all probably also see that there was a merit to the song beyond the naughtiness of the rude word. I do hope so. I do hope so. It's I became quite obsessed with watching videos of pottery on. Have you heard of YouTube? It's like a little known. It's like a little sort of online video boutique I've found. Spelled YOUTUBE, and that one's .com. That one. Anyway, I got very into these. So there's a sort of school of pottery, I guess. And I mean, that implies that there's a school of pottery, and there probably is a school of pottery, but that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, there's a methodology that appealed to me, which seemed to be people with varying degrees of dysfunction took themselves to somewhere away from other people, built a massive wood-burning kiln, and then made pots in it. And there was something about that. Of course there was. I mean, you know, actually, that's interesting. I think I was about to say, and there's something about that. I don't know what it is that appeals to me. Of course there's something about it that appeals to you. It's appealing. You know, it's like when someone... When someone finds a person attractive, but wants to feel like they're not superficial, so they'll say something like, "Yeah, I find them weirdly attractive," or "Yeah, there's just something about them." Yeah, they're fit. That's what it is, mate. They're well fit, and you like fit people, like we all do. I mean, I have still got one window open, so it, I mean, I sound really travelled around it. I was in my garden just before this show, and I could hear the person on the other end of a phone call that someone on the balcony was having. You know, just because it's sort of basically still and basically quiet, so that any noise there is really travels. And of course, I've just been very loudly enunciating the fact that we all like fit people. Which is some chilling fascism to be creeping out of my windows in the early hours of a London evening. I mean, imagine if that was my stutter and not just me having serious second thoughts about abbreviating evening. Anyway, look, there was one of these videos in particular that I loved, and it's this guy, and he's got a huge kiln. What's the biggest kiln you can think of? Well, anyway, it's about as big as a single decker bus. That's not even a lie, I don't think, although it might be. Anyway, it's big. It's like you walk into it and probably moonwalk around it if you want. Round the inside, I'm talking. Moonwalk around the outside, sure, but then it's big enough inside to do a swallow dive and the caterpillar. Anyway, so this is the nature of the process, right? He makes pots for maybe a month, maybe 2 months, just makes pots. And then when you've got enough pots to fill the kiln, that's when you do a firing. And the firing itself takes a week. And you basically got to be up, awake, pretty much the whole time. You sort of work in shifts because you have to feed it wood. And then there's no guarantee that they're not going to be absolutely dog shit when they come out. I mean, you know, there's skill and experience involved, but there's still the alchemy of the materials. Anyway, the thing that I liked was they said to him, "What do you want your?" I can't remember if they said pottery. They probably didn't. They probably said pots or work or ceramics. But what do you want it to be for people? And he said, "I just hope it can offer some sort of consolation." And I mean, that's up there for me with my favourite things that people have said. You know, just like it's his life's work, and his aim for it is it can take the edge off for a few people. You know, that's not bad, is it? You know, when people are like, "Life is proper dog shit, actually. But at least I've got this absolutely belting bowl to have me cornflakes in." Let's put some more music on, because I do need a drink. So I'm gonna put some music on. I'm gonna whack the heat gun on that bad boy. Not a euphemism, actually. Absolutely euphemism. I've not got a bad boy in the corner, and I'm going to punish him with a heat gun. Absolute
But let me reiterate, absolutely a euphemism. Right, I've got the... Yeah, so then I just need to... Right, right, okay, let's put something good on. Shall we, guys? Let's put something good on. Criminy biminy. Oh, I mean, I've played it so much, but I do love it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah? I think I'm going to play Again by Villagers, because this thing's so good.
People
I think I ruined the end of that. I think I ruined the end of that one. It's because I can't hear it, so I have to pause it when I... This is no way to live. I mean, sorry, I'll rephrase that. This is a way to live. That was Richard Dawson. Of course, the magnificent Richard Dawson with a song called Jogging. Before that, what was it before that? Anyone remember? Oh, it was again by Villagers. Oh, I was going to the pottery place in Edinburgh in the middle of the night. I was going there in the middle of the night because I'd been there. So, firstly, I was going there in the middle of the night because I was allowed to. And anytime I'm allowed to do something in the middle of the night, I want to do it. Regardless, really, of whether or not it will be fun or worthwhile or significantly worse than if it took place at an earlier, easier point of the day. That will currently be clearer to those of you in the Northern Hemisphere than in the Southern. That's not how time zones work, is it? That's not how time zones work. They don't go up and down. They go round and round, don't they? Time zones go round and round. Everyone knows that. Anyway, I've got some turmeric gold. Got some turmeric gold on the go, so hopefully that'll see me through to the end of the show. I've also got to finish this plate. Anyway, I was going in the middle of the night mainly because I was intimidated by the other people. Pardon me. I'd been there once. That third burp was fake, but the first two were real. I can't lie to you guys. Anyway, I'd been there to the pot. Basically, what happened was I joined a pottery studio in Edinburgh for the month of the festival. And I'd been there once on a Sunday morning, which for some reason I thought would be quiet. I sometimes overthink when people who have quote unquote normal lives would do things. And so in my head, I'm like, no, because on a Sunday morning, if you're living life the way that you are, if you're living life the way that the man tells you to, then on Sunday morning, you're in church or you're getting ready for Sunday lunch with your family. So there's going to be no one in this pottery studio. Anyway, it's a bit like years and years ago. I got up incredibly early. I had to get up incredibly early. I can't remember why, but I had to. And I had to get a train from Tulse Hill. And it felt vaguely magical. And I was walking along and I got to Tulse Hill. And then the platform was absolutely heaving because it was, and this is not a joke, 7:30. And that is quite a busy time, actually, it turns out. Anyway, I'd been in on a Sunday sort of late morning, and I'd ended up on a wheel next to a guy who could only be described as, you know, really, really very, very, very good at making big old pots. That's the only way it could be described. And, you know, it's sort of like, obviously everyone's, you know, on their own journey. Everyone's finding a skill set and developing a taste and an understanding and all the rest of it. But it is tricky when you're basically like, you know, you've just got a lump of mud and you're putting your thumb in it and saying, oh, look, a hole. I could fill that with water. And then there's a man next to you who's basically making a vase as big as you. I guess it depends on your vibe. You could be like, I'm so inspired, I'm going to double down and get vase ASAP. But I was just like, oh, this is awkward. This is awkward. And also, he could pick it up. He could lift it up and take it off. And that's the hardest bit, I think, is the getting it off at the end. Oh, grow up, everyone. That's why I'm making a plate, right? I've got plans for this plate. And that's why I'm making a plate now. So I've made a cup, and now making a plate. And I'm going to leave the plate on the wheel overnight, because then I'll be able to remove it more easily in the morning. If you try and remove it when it's wet, it goes all floppy. And who hasn't been there? Am I right? I'm not wrong. Anyway, so I'm just going to leave the plate on the wheel overnight. So that's why I'm, you know, I just want these shows to be useful to me. And vaguely tolerable for you. Who could want anything more? But I do think, I mean, it's been said a lot, and partially because it's true. Hang on, I'll stop the wheel for a minute. I'll stop the wheel. Let's get real. I think it's important to feel some sense of, oh, I've done that today. Like, especially at the moment, because if you don't feel like, oh, I've done that today, it's a bit like, that I think is why I often end up staying up so late, because I'm just like, I haven't done anything yet. So, I mean, I guess I'll just not go to bed until 4, and then that's what I've done today. I stayed up till 4. Legend. Anyway, what time is it? It's 11 minutes past 1. So, get this finished, get this drunk, get this all this gunk washed off my high-tech gear. Yeah, but that's not your concern. You've come here for a party, and a party is what you're going to get. Hang on.
Is it too much to ask? Let me see you put your dick in the air, dick, 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 dick in the air. Let me see you put your dick in the air, dick, dick, dick. We'll stick our hands in the air and shake our asses like we don't care. We've been shaking our tits for years, so let's switch positions, no inhibitions, fear. Cracking your nuts, pistachio. Shake the handlebar, pistachio. Curly on top, Ralph Macchio. Went down, got milk mustache, yeah, yo. Dick in the air, let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick, dick, dick. Dick in the air, let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick, dick, dick. Dick in the air, let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick, dick, dick. Dick in the air, let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick, dick, dick. I know it's not subtle, I know you think I'm trouble, but I see you standing there with a moose knuckle. Although it makes me chuckle, loosen your buckle on the double. Face down, dick up, that's my command. Take it like a real woman, not Ayn Rand. Drop, give me 8 inches of pop. Stop, you're gone numb, you need a lip. Use a thumb, or take a fist. Roll with it, Sisyphus. No hissy fit, or sissy bit. A gin fizz, for every his. Now get to biz, who's Jesus is? Who's Jesus is? Who's Jesus is? Who's Jesus is? Dick in the air, let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick, dick. Dick in the air, let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick, dick, dick. Balls and dick, 2 balls and 1 dick. Balls, balls, dick, dick, balls and dick. Balls and dick, 2 balls and 1 dick. Balls, balls, dick, dick, balls and dick. Dick in the air, let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick, dick, dick. Dick in the air, let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick, dick. See you put your dick in the air. Dick balls and dick. Dick in the air. Let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick balls and dick. Dick, dick, dick. Dick, dick, dick. Dick, dick, dick. Dick, dick, dick.
We just wanna party, party just for you. We just want the money, money just for you. I know you wanna party, party just for me. Girl, you got me dancing, dancing shit to bring. We just wanna party, party just for you. We just want the money, money just for you.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap.
Hey.
I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so fitted. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is selling. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, get it,
yeah.
Ooh,
get it, yeah.
Ooh, work it,
yeah. 100 bands, 100 bands, 100 bands. Contraband, contraband, contraband,
contraband.
I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa,
they gonna find you like Baka.
Blah.
Ooh,
America.
I just checked my following. Listen,
you gon' tell somebody.
You motherfuckers owe me.
Grandma told me, get your money, black man.
Black man.
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 Right. Oh no. Oh, has it started? No, it hasn't. Oh, that's nice. It just stopped itself. That's very helpful. Right. That was This Is America. I haven't heard that for a while. And before that was what was before that? Oh, it was Dick in the Air by Peaches, of course. I need to explain how scary the building was, right? So it's a big old school building, like sort of dark stone towering school building, and it's been converted into art studios and various bits and bobs, and there was no one there. I went after a gig that I did at the Stand, so it would be about now. Like, it was a gig that started at midnight and finished about now, and then I went outside and I got on my bike and I rode to this place. And my thing is, I'm quite often, like, I love the idea of doing things at night time and then I'm scared. So I like the idea of going for a swim, in the middle of the night, but I'm scared. Because in my imagination, I forget to make it dark. So I'm like, oh, it's going to be so nice, so magical. But the thing that I'm picturing in my head is, you know, sort of like 8:30, 9:30, sort of twilighty, dusky light. But that's not what it's like in the middle of the night. It's quite dark, actually. And I like the idea of going to the woods in the middle of the night, but scary, obviously scary. I like the idea of going for a swim in the middle of the night, scary. And I like the idea of going to this pottery studio in the middle of the night, but it involved letting myself in, and there was various sort of systems, and you had to flip a thing so that if there was a fire, the fire brigade knew there was someone in there. Like, it was all this sort of stuff, and I was just quite concerned about getting it wrong, sort of inadvertently setting off an alarm, or of course meeting a witch. Those are my sort of main concerns in the middle of the night. Doing something wrong, setting off an alarm, or meeting a witch. They're my main ones. I've got keys now. Like, I now quite often go, or at least I did before the Lurgy came to town. I would quite often go to the pottery studio here up the road. I've got keys for there, and I love that. I love having keys for a place that's not your house. It's exciting. I quite often go there in the middle of the night, or at least I did. I still do occasionally to drop off stuff to be fired. That's what I do now. I go there in the middle of the night now, not because it's cool, but because that way I can wear full head gear and not have to encounter anyone, because that's my that's the way I'm dealing with it. Yeah, I mean, it's up to everyone to do what they're comfortable with, and that's how I'm doing it. Full yellow hazmat 24/7. even now, full hazmat. I reckon two more songs. Some more songs. Anyway, the point of that story is that I got my key in to this door, and it snapped off. It snapped off in the lock, and I was like, oh, that's that then, isn't it? That's the end of this. Because I've essentially, like, I now can't get in, but not only that, nor can anyone else for whom this is their place of work when they come here in about 5 hours, rather than me being here on what is essentially a self-indulgent jaunt of a dickhead. And I've now become an obstacle to people's livelihood. Long story, fractionally less long. I had some gaffer tape on me. You don't need to know why, and I'll never tell you. But I managed to jiggle. Every now and again, my stutter absolutely nails it. But I managed to jiggle the key out with the gaffer tape, and then I never went back there. Anyway, so that's that. We are very nearly done. 1:24 over here. I know there's people listening over there, and I hope that you're doing all right. I hope that you're doing all right. I hope that we're all doing all right. And I'll find one more song, I reckon, and then you can... I should have had this ready, but I was too excited to tell you my quote-unquote story. I mean, it's a big call calling it a story. I'm going to play some improvised drumming. Look, I know how it sounds, but I like it. So if you've had enough and you want to turn off now, then that's fine, because it's 6 minutes long, so it's going to run past the end of the show anyway. But I'll just leave the microphone up so you'll hear me in the background as well. How's that sound? I'll tell you how it sounds. Absolutely dreadful, but it's what you're getting. I hope you're all right, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Where's it gone? Ah, there it is.